Yeah. So, I mean, how do you answer the critics who say that the green groups, all they want to do is totally stop all logging, and nothing short of that will satisfy you?
Well, the vast bulk of the Tasmanian timber industry is actually based in plantations already.
Yeah.
But what we're seeing is last smash and grab raid by Forestry Tasmania and guns to destroy as much as they can, as fast as they can.
Yeah. Are you concerned about accountability in all of this?
Well, of course, this is the most unaccountable industry in the country. I mean, they're exempt from FOI, they're exempt from the federal environment laws, they're exempt from many of the Tasmanian planning laws, and so then, of course, they can say with a clear conscience, well, we're not breaking any laws. Well, that's right, because...
So why do they need... Explain to me why they... Because I'm a mug punter in all this, but why does they need to be exempt from freedom from information?
Because as soon as people really understood how little we're getting paid for the trees, and how much damage is being done, how much taxpayers' money is being wasted, there'd be even more outrage in Tasmania than there is now. And so everywhere they've run into a problem, they've been able to bend the will of the Tasmanian Parliament to exempt them from those laws and that level of scrutiny. And I think Bill Heffernan's right. If these people are so squeaky clean and transparent, then why do they have to cover up every bit of their activity?
Yep. Alec, good to talk to you. Thank you indeed. That's Alec Maher, National Campaign Director for the Tasmanian Wilderness Society.